Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. The Bangor-based group PICA, which stands for Power in Community Alliances, has been building grassroots community alliances that address global problems for nearly 40 years. They've been the driving force behind the connections between sister cities Bangor, Maine, and Carrasque, Chalatenango, El Salvador, the sister organization's connection between MOFCA and farmers in El Salvador, and WERU's sister station connection with Radio Sunpool. They keep those connections strong with frequent delegations to El Salvador, as well as monthly phone calls, and by helping our sisters and brothers in El Salvador visit us here. One of the ways that PICA supports their work making all these connections is with their annual auction. That's coming up this weekend, so it's time for our annual check-in with Ed Rudnicki.
Hello, my name is Ed Rudnicki, and I'm a volunteer with PICA in Bangor, Maine. We're a nonprofit that's had a sister city relationship with Carrasque, El Salvador for over 30 years, and we're having our annual sister city auction to support our relationship on November 9th, Saturday, November 9th at 3 p.m. will be the beginning of the silent auction, and there'll be a live auction at 4 p.m. Most of the items are silent auction that start at 3 o'clock and go to about 5, but at 4 o'clock there'll be about a dozen items that we put up for live auction, including some homemade brew and car detailing and usually some kind of quilt or throw or something that's been donated. Right before the live auction at 4 p.m., we'll be having a short discussion about the delegation we had that went to El Salvador this February. So you'll get to learn a little bit about our delegation and what we saw in Carrasque. It would be good to be there by 3:45 so that you can kind of get in and get settled before we start our presentation at 4 o'clock. And at this auction, there'll be lots of gift cards and artisan items such as pottery, jewelry, people have baked goods, massages, dried flowers, and just a whole host of things, books. And during the auction, we have a couple that comes and they sell bean burritos and tamales, and there's a little food table, so it's just kind of a nice gathering. It's at the UU Church in Bangor, and that address is 120 Park Street in Bangor. For more information, you can go to the PICA site on Facebook. That's where we've updated and showing items such as the beautiful pottery plates that have been donated by Charlie Grossjean. It's free admission. We just hope people come and bid and enjoy themselves.
That was Ed Rudnicki of PICA, Power in Community Alliances. The annual auction is coming up on Saturday, November 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the UU Church in Bangor. More information, including previews of some of the items that will be auctioned, can be found on Facebook at PICA in Maine. That's P-I-C-A in Maine. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. You can find the archives of today's program posted by the time this airs at weru.org if you missed any of the contact information. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.